My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, does Davin have his regularly scheduled scammer? Listen and enjoy.
So, last week was a bad week.
Yeah,
boy.
Seemed like we got upper management in. Did not really know the history between me and Belinda.
Right.
No.
Did not feel the love.
No.
And, you know, they just wanted to get money out of me, more or less.
Oh, I'd say.
And, you know, which was hurtful. And I was just trying to get this thing to keep on going. So we definitely had a conflict of interest.
Shockwave Flash has crashed. Reload? What does that mean?
Is that on your computer?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Never mind. The chat had seemed to have self-destructed, but they're back.
Thank God you're not a co-pilot. We've got no flash! We've got no flash! Oh, no, that was just a no smoking light.
Oh, right. There it is. My bad. Carry on. Nothing to see here.
Whoopsie. There's a man on the wing!
There's a man on the wing, yeah.
Oh, sorry. It was a water droplet on the window.
I should have played softball. That's what I learned from tonight. I should have played softball.
Funny.
Stupid leg. All right. So, it was not good last week. Let's see where we are. That was April 25th of 2013. We jump ahead to April 28th, where I hear from the victim who I warned who brought this precipitous shitstorm upon me when I warned that Mavis was not who Mavis claims to be. He appreciates again. Thanks. Appreciate again, David. We'll help keep in touch. Okay. You know, my name is in the little Facebook thing.
David.
Why do people constantly butcher it?
I don't know.
Because Davin's an uncommon name.
It most certainly. It's not Yoreen. I go, no problem. Glad I could be of service. I'm curious if Mavis played the race card. I've had a few do that and appears to be a newer wrinkle to the game. I'm trying to figure out if Mavis did the whole thing. Because she said when I was talking to her about Richard that the reason she didn't say who she was because you know, she had because she was black.
People hurt her feelings.
And Agnes hurt her feelings because she was black.
Yes. That's why they lie.
And they call Obama an American because he's black. No, that's not. That's not All right. So now we will go to April 29th of 2013. I went to Belinda's Facebook page, the one that she does not include me on.
Yeah.
And I printed out her friends list. So I would have that a record of
that. Oh, smart. Yeah. Smart.
So should I need to get in touch with them or see what they're up to? I had a record. Huh. As of April 29, 2013. Joe, why are you staring off? You're scaring me.
Because I'm. How many times?
That's how he listens.
Yeah, but he listens like a serial killer.
How many times have I told you on air and off air that this is the way I listen and hang on every word?
Well, put on a damn mask. Because it's disturbing.
I'm sorry. I'm listening and.
Put your hands over your face.
You're staring at the clock
I guarantee every time I stare like that, you go, Joe, what do you think? Boom, I got like five things.
I didn't say you're not paying attention.
Right, but this is
wipe
how
that puss off your face.
I don't have a puss. I'm listening to the story.
You're either staring at the clock thinking, who am I going to buy a watch for now? Or it's time to kill. I'm very confused.
It's time to kill.
It might be time to kill.
No, it's not. It's far from that.
No, it's not time to kill.
We're
not killing tonight.
You keep picking on his face. It's going to be time to kill, and I'm just stepping out.
I grab my phone. I'll start just hanging out on my phone. I'm listening. I'm interested.
That's his
Jerry!
That's his listening face.
All right. So she writes to me, hi. Oh, because remember the last thing I left her with, I told her about the TV show. That looked like we were going to be filming more episodes.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
With the money, threw it out there. So she goes, on April 29th, again, this is 4 days later. Hi, it's nice to hear that you are doing well in your career, and I am happy for you. Wish you the best of luck, and hope everything goes on well with you. I go, thanks. Sounds like you're saying goodbye. She goes, I'm not. Just want to say I'm happy for you. I go, okay, thanks. Just notice you said, well, for me, as opposed to us.
Right.
She goes, well, I wish myself well, too, but it has not happened yet. I go, well, at one point, my success was going to be our success. That was my motivation to keep going through the hell that I've been enduring. The easy way would have been to have let my wife take it all as money has never had a place in my heart. I had been fighting for the three of us. She goes, let your kid and yourself come first, and everything else comes later. I don't want us to fight anymore. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But to me, when I read that, it means, like, I'm just tired of putting up. Well, you know what? I don't want to take your money.
I mean, just take care of your damn family and your kid. Have a nice life, buddy.
That's kind of what I got from
it. It's feeling like a little like
did
that.
Did you get that?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, Joe?
I wasn't listening.
Okay.
What it was.
Your time has passed.
No.
I wasn't listening.
It sounds like the old, you know, Belinda.
You think that's old Belinda?
It's because basically, you know, it gets to the backstory where it I don't know, it kind of comes back to where there was concerned about, you know, do what you have to do for your kid and, you know, and get yourself together.
I think it just has a heart where kids are involved.
Yeah.
But to me, it doesn't sound like Belinda.
I know what you're saying, Joe, but I'm not feeling the old Belinda.
But it's
in
a two-way thing here. Now he brought up the money. Now, like I said, this is the twist and turns of this story. He brings up the money. Okay. Now, if this is the new person, you know, well, there's not much to do here. Look, do what you want. If you got to do what you got to do with your wife and kid, you do that, and then you come back. Because frankly, we can't be dealing with this anymore.
Yeah, exhausted.
We went over quota this morning. He saw his hell upstairs. Right, we got to figure, you know. So
yeah,
but it did sound a little bit of the compassion. That's where there's a lot. This is what I've been saying. There's so many twists and turns to this.
Yeah.
Every sentence, every 2 minutes that goes by in these what he reads.
Yeah.
So that's half the reason I stare in the corner like a savant. Because I'm just picking up every nuance of where it's going and just trying to make a decision, you know, what's going on with this when I'm asked what my thoughts are. So that, you know, and it just seemed in that sentence, it seemed compassionate, seemed like the old her. However, that money could be a problem with them going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where we are with this.
I go, my kid will be taken care of regardless. That is for certain. I go, I don't think you want us anymore at all, to be honest. She goes, why do you say that? I've been faced with reality for some time now, and I am seeing things realistically now. I still want us to be together.
This is you to her, her to you?
That was her to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You see what I'm getting at here?
Yeah.
You see what I'm getting at here? Now, I almost guarantee the next several sentences are going to change. That's why I'm sitting, like I said, that's why I sit here and listen the way I do.
Sheru and Lisa are both saying that they don't feel like this is the original Belinda.
Not the original Belinda. The one we've been dealing with for a while.
Yeah, the one that we've been dealing with for a while. But they're saying this feels like a new person that doesn't really know the relationship.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.